You will hear a man who runs a recruitment agency talking to a young woman looking for a job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Edwina, is it? Have a seat.
Yes, Edwina. Thanks. I'm looking for a job as a nanny. I like working with children. I talked to you yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, we covered most of the ground on the phone yesterday. I've got a form I need to complete for my records. So, you're Edwina Riley, and how should we contact you?
The woman's name is Edwina Riley, so Riley has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Edwina, is it? Have a seat.
Yes, Edwina. Thanks. I'm looking for a job as a nanny. I like working with children. I talked to you yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, we covered most of the ground on the phone yesterday. I've got a form I need to complete for my records. So, you're Edwina Riley, and how should we contact you?
Oh, by email. I check it regularly.
What's the address?
It's Edwina, like my name, then R-I, the first two letters of my surname, at worldknit.com.
E-D-W-I-N-A-R-I at worldknit.com?
Yes.
Good. And you're from Australia?
Actually, I'm a New Zealander.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bet it's really irritating being told you're an Australian. Like Canadians being asked what part of the states they're from.
I'm used to it. It happens to us all the time.
And now, you said on the phone that you could bring me some references. One from someone who's known you in a professional capacity and one personal one.
Oh, yeah. Here's one from John Keane, who was the manager at the Play Centre in Wellington, where I worked for 3 years after I left school. It's got all his contact details on.
Thank you. So, this was your last employer?
Yes, apart from a bit of waitressing recently, but that was just temporary. I'm sure John will answer any questions if you contact him.
We do run checks, yes. And a personal reference?
Oh, you can contact the friend of my mother's I'm staying with here in London, Eileen Dorsini. She's a professor. She's known me all my life because she used to be our neighbour back home when she was a primary school teacher there. Now she's working here at the Institute of Education.
Oh, good.
I've got her contact details here for you.
Thanks. I think I have some jobs to suit you. Oh, do you have any practical qualifications, by the way? Life-saving, music, anything?
I've got an up-to-date first aid certificate. I did a course when I was working.
That's good. First aid. Anything else?
Well, I've got a driving licence, as I told you on the phone, but that's not special, you said. Almost everyone needs that, really. I've got a sailing qualification. It's a certificate of competence.
So you're a yachtswoman?
I love sailing.
Well, I'll note you have a certificate.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, as I mentioned yesterday, there are three families and the job description is much the same for all of them, as I explained. There are a few other things you need to know. Anyway, the first family is here in London.
Yes, I did make a few notes. London, that's the Bentons with two children?
Yes, that's right. A girl of three and her brother, who's eight. The little boy has a quite serious food allergy. Did you learn about things like that on your course?
Oh, well, I know what to do if someone has an allergic reaction.
Good. But what they mainly want is someone with an interest in sport, as, well, that's the kind of family they are.
Oh, that's okay. I'll enjoy that.
Good. Now, the next people are in the country near Oxford.
Oh, yeah, the Grangers?
Yeah, so they have twin boys of five, who are a bit of a handful, I suspect. But it's a lovely place, quite a grand house, and the family is extremely welcoming. They keep horses. Do you ride?
I did when I was younger. I like animals generally.
Well, animal lover was their special request, so you'd be fine there. The last family...
Yes?
I don't think I told you. They live in Scotland.
Really? What's their name?
Campbell.
Oh, yes. And they have four girls under 10?
That's it. They have a lovely city flat and they own a small island.
Wow!
Actually, you might get on with them very well. They particularly wanted someone who would be prepared to cook when they go camping on the island.
Camping would really suit me, and I'm used to taking my turn doing the food, but it is a long way from London.
Yeah, well, you can think about it. Then, as soon as I've checked your references, we can arrange for you to talk to all of the families.
Right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I'll email you as soon as I can.
That is the end. You will hear a man who runs a recruitment agency talking to a young woman looking for a job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Edwina, is it? Have a seat.
Yes, Edwina. Thanks. I'm looking for a job as a nanny. I like working with children. I talked to you yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, we covered most of the ground on the phone yesterday. I've got a form I need to complete for my records. So, you're Edwina Riley, and how should we contact you?
The woman's name is Edwina Riley, so Riley has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Edwina, is it? Have a seat.
Yes, Edwina. Thanks. I'm looking for a job as a nanny. I like working with children. I talked to you yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, we covered most of the ground on the phone yesterday. I've got a form I need to complete for my records. So, you're Edwina Riley, and how should we contact you?
Oh, by email. I check it regularly.
What's the address?
It's Edwina, like my name, then R-I, the first two letters of my surname, at worldnet.com.
E-D-W-I-N-A-R-I at worldnet.com?
Yes.
Good. And you're from Australia?
Actually, I'm a New Zealander.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bet it's really irritating being told you're an Australian. Like Canadians being asked what part of the States they're from.
I'm used to it. It happens to us all the time.
And now, you said on the phone that you could bring me some references. One from someone who's known you in a professional capacity and one personal one.
Oh, yeah. Here's one from John Keane, who was the manager at the Play Centre in Wellington, where I worked for 3 years after I left school. It's got all his contact details on.
Thank you. So, this was your last employer?
Yes, apart from a bit of waitressing recently, but that was just temporary. I'm sure John will answer any questions if you contact him.
We do run checks, yes. And a personal reference?
Oh, you can contact the friend of my mother's I'm staying with here in London, Eileen Dorsini. She's a professor. She's known me all my life because she used to be our neighbour back home when she was a primary school teacher there. Now she's working here at the Institute of Education.
Oh, good.
I've got her contact details here for you.
Thanks. I think I have some jobs to suit you. Oh, do you have any practical qualifications, by the way? Life-saving, music, anything?
I've got an up-to-date first aid certificate. I did a course when I was working.
That's good. First aid. Anything else?
Well, I've got a driving licence, as I told you on the phone, but that's not special, you said. Almost everyone needs that, really. I've got a sailing qualification. It's a certificate of competence.
So you're a yachtswoman?
I love sailing.
Well, I'll note you have a certificate.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, as I mentioned yesterday, there are three families and the job description is much the same for all of them, as I explained. There are a few other things you need to know. Anyway, the first family is here in London.
Yes, I did make a few notes. London, that's the Bentons with two children?
Yes, that's right. A girl of three and her brother, who's eight. The little boy has a quite serious food allergy. Did you learn about things like that on your course?
Oh, well, I know what to do if someone has an allergic reaction.
Good. But what they mainly want is someone with an interest in sport, as, well, that's the kind of family they are.
Oh, that's okay. I'll enjoy that.
Good. Now, the next people are in the country near Oxford.
Oh, yeah, the Grangers?
Yeah, so they have twin boys of five, who are a bit of a handful, I suspect. But it's a lovely place, quite a grand house, and the family is extremely welcoming. They keep horses. Do you ride?
I did when I was younger. I like animals generally.
Well, animal lover was their special request, so you'd be fine there. The last family...
Yes?
I don't think I told you. They live in Scotland.
Really? What's their name?
Campbell.
Oh, yes. And they have four girls under 10?
That's it. They have a lovely city flat and they own a small island.
Wow!
Actually, you might get on with them very well. They particularly wanted someone who would be prepared to cook when they go camping on the island.
Camping would really suit me, and I'm used to taking my turn doing the food, but it is a long way from London.
Yeah, well, you can think about it. Then, as soon as I've checked your references, we can arrange for you to talk to all of the families.
Right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I'll email you as soon as I can.
That is the end.